Well, I'm joined on the line by Spencer Siverton, who is the racing manager at Lifford Greyhound Stadium. A great night's racing in prospect this Saturday evening, the highlight of which the Boyle Sports Lifford Oaks. And I suppose, first of all, just to put it in context, this competition last run, I think, back in, was it 2009? So this is a really big night.
Yeah, I think last time it was run was 2009. There's been a lot happen in between without anything actually happening with regards to track being closed, etc. Getting it reopened was a difficult process, but yeah, getting the Oaks back was massive, and massive thank you to Boyle Sports for supporting us and leading the way in ground racing in Ireland in general, really.
So a couple of weeks ago there were the first round heats, big interest in that, the semi-finals last week, and it's certainly caught the imagination not just of the local Greyhound following, but further afield, and it's swelled attendances.
Yeah, crowds have boomed the last couple. I mean, really the last, say, 6-7 weeks, there's been a buzz about the place again, and it's been a good place to be and good atmosphere. But the last 2-3 weeks, it's just been massive. I've got a phone call Monday, a man from Kerry. He was trying to find how easy the track was to find and stuff like that. He's travelling 6.5-7 hours, whatever it is, just to come up here and watch the Oaks final. So that's the sort of interest we've got coming. He's not got a dog run or anything. He's just coming up for the night to see the best bitches in the country run against each other, really.
So, six runners in the final, and last weekend, the semi-finals, Westway Rossa winning the second of the semi-finals. I think it was 28.54 the time over the 5.25-yard distance. That was a particularly good run. Dale Road Maya winning the other heat. But this is six quality runners, and no doubt there'll be big interest. Any signs who is emerging as the favourite?
I think I saw an interview earlier with JK and Boyle Sports and Magical Mag's favourite, probably rightly so, on her previous form with Irish Derby finalists, etc., etc. I think all she's missing is a bitches title, really, and she's favourite for that here. But, I mean, she actually flew to the third bend last week and unfortunately had Westway Rossa in behind, who, when she trialled here 3 weeks back, I think it was, I said, everyone I spoke to said she is tailor-made for Lifford. Now, she probably does lack a yard of early, but if she gets a toe, she could mow anything down in the country, I'd say, especially up the Lifford Hill twice.
Yeah.
So, and I'd say it'll be tough.
She's owned by Patrick Guilfoyle, owned and trained, one of the top trainers in the country. And when we look at the names of the people who are coming up for this big race, great to see the big names in Irish Greyhound racing coming to the Northwest.
Yeah, I mean, when I was doing the draw, everyone that watched the live draw before, just a touch before that, they were saying how all overwhelmed and red in the face and sweat. I was pretty overwhelmed with the entries, to be honest. I mean, anybody that knows the geography of Ireland knows that in terms of greyhounds, we are worlds apart from anywhere, really. We're 2.5 hours to the next GRI track, I'd say. And to get the calibre of dog we're getting up here the last 2-3 weeks is just phenomenal, really. Mm. I mean, I was getting stressed. Colin McGee, general manager, I was stressing at him. Things are being slow, but obviously when it's corporate and stuff, things take time. But I set the stall out early and I phoned as many people as I could think of. I phoned them all up and asked for entries, and I was just expecting thanks, but no thanks. You know how far away you are from us, but to get the entries we got and the people doing the miles, fair play to them, fair play to the ground community in Ireland for supporting Lifford.
Absolutely, and €10,000 for the winning owner at the end of it. And of course, part of the appeal, the fact that Lifford is regarded throughout the country and beyond as being a fine track in terms of facilities, and the track itself, it's right up there.
Yeah, look, I think it's fair to say I've got the pleasure of having the best track staff in the country. When I was travelling backwards and forwards before I actually took the job here, I was just expecting, you know, sort of like a dingy shack sort of thing with, you know, a standard 480, 525 yard surface. But we turned into the track and all I said was, wow. I've always said it's a sleeping giant, and I think it's fair to say that the sleeping giant is starting to awaken and people are starting to take notice everywhere how good the facility is, the viewing, the stand. I mean, the stand is second to none. It'd be fair to say that until Shelburne had their recent redevelopment, that Liquid was probably the best main stand in the country. So, yeah, that's sort of the facility we have here. We're blessed to have it and blessed to have the staff we have around us. So.
Now, the racing on Saturday, there are also a number of other finals to look forward to as well.
Yeah, I mean, the one I'm looking forward to the most, to be honest, is, aside from the Oaks, would be the Ngogbere 586-525 final. I mean, I know it would be the lowest grade we have on the card on paper, but what we have is a puppy in four that runs a bend quicker than she runs a straight. The way she ran last week was unbelievable. We've got Tumble Bumble, who, it'd be fair to say, definitely the fastest dog in the race, is doing A1 runs, but might lack the yard to the corner. So it's going to be a frame up. The draw's worked out well for, I don't think anyone would be hard done by the draw, so there's no excuse for any of the dogs here. But I'm really looking forward to that one. I'd love seeing Pups go forward and be interested to see how Avenue Queen goes.
And as well as that, then there's the Northwest Greyhound Supplies 8384-525. Again, lots of local dogs involved in that. What time does racing get underway?
Racing on Saturday will get off at the slightly earlier time of 7:34 due to TV commitments, media rights and stuff like that. So slightly earlier, but by no means will it be any worse. Mm.
And a bumper attendance expected?
I'd say we wouldn't be far off sold out already if we're not. And then downstairs I expect to be jammed as well. So there'll be a proper atmosphere under the lights at Lifford.
And if people want to find out more, they can go to the GRI website and Lifford there, and also the Lifford Stadium on Facebook?
That's right, yeah. Lifford Stadium on Facebook, Instagram, X, all the details we found on there.
Great. Well, we look forward to an exciting night of racing, and thanks for joining us this evening.
No worries. Thanks, Chris.